el Instituto Costarricense de Enseñanza Radiofónica, ISER, llega a usted con su programa El Maestro en Casa.
El Maestro en Casa, un programa educativo a su servicio.
How are you, students? How have you been? I hope everything's going fine for you and your families. Hi, Rita. How are you?
Pretty good. And you?
I'm fine, thanks. Are you ready for a week 15 program? This week, we will be discussing the best means of transportation.
Oh, that's great, because we will reinforce comparative and superlative form.
Yes, your lesson today is concentrated on the comparative and superlative form of adjectives.
Okay, let's get started then.
Remember that the comparative is formed by adding ER to the word and the particle than if the word is a one-syllable word, like in the sentence A, Susie is taller than Kiana.
B, Andres is smarter than his cousin Fabio.
C, the bicycle is slower than the motorbike.
I remember that, and I also remember that words of more than one syllable add more than to form the comparative. For example, A, airplanes are more comfortable than buses.
B, horses are more expensive than bikes.
C, cars are more difficult to drive than ox carts.
On the other hand, there is the superlative form. These are made in two ways.
One, by adding the syllable EST to one-syllable words, like, for example, A, the bikes are the best if you want to reduce contamination.
B, walking is a smarter decision if you want to lose weight.
C, the Everest is one of the highest mountains in the world. If the words have two or more syllables, then
most is added before the word. Example, A, going horseback riding is the most exciting activity.
B, land transportation creates the most jam.
3, water transportation is the most dangerous. Now, students, listen to the conversation about different land transportation. Hi, Lillian. How are you?
Fine. How about you?
A little bit worried.
Really? What happened?
Well, one of our biggest problems is pollution, right?
Yes. And what does that have to do with your problem?
It's simple. Here's my dilemma. I don't want to create more contamination for the world, but I want to buy a car.
Don't tell me. That was the problem you had?
Don't laugh, Lilia. This is one of the most serious decisions of my life, and I don't want to mess it up.
Really? Do you want me to give you a piece of advice?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, first, tell me, why do you want to get a car?
How do you mean, why? Everybody wants a car.
Yes, I know. But in order to give you the best solution, I need to know which are your needs.
Okay. Now I understand. First, I need to have a car to move around. As you can recall, from my house to the commercial center, there is quite a distance and there are no buses. Well, there is one, but it's slower than a turtle.
Why a car? Can you buy a motorbike?
Motorbike? No. It is the most dangerous transportation means. Besides, during rainy periods, I'll get wet, and it is also less convenient if I want to take the family.
That, yes, motorbikes are the most uncomfortable means to travel with the family.
Okay, what might be other options, then?
I know you sell the veggies and other products produced in your farm. Will your car serve this purpose, too?
You know, I never thought of that possibility, but it sounds like the most reasonable thing to do.
There are other options, but they're either very expensive or they generate a lot of pollution.
Can you please tell them to me?
Of course. The hybrid cars are the best to avoid pollution, but they are the most expensive ones.
Yes, I heard they are considered a luxury car. In addition, they come mostly in small sizes. They seem more a toy for the rich and famous, rather than what I'm looking for.
Your other choice are the electric cars, but again, they come in the smallest version, and there are no pickups, nor vans, nor anything similar to what I think may help you.
It's sad that being so concerned about the planet, I have no choice rather than to buy a vehicle that is petroleum-powered or fossil fuel-powered.
You know, Edgar, isn't it more possible and economic for you to take a train or a bus?
For individual needs, I have no problem. What's killing this decision is the family and the product.
I guess that's it. Get a combustion car that satisfies both your personal need and the product transportation one.
I guess you're right. Thanks anyway for the help.
Anytime, Edgar. Bye. What comparative and superlative forms we heard? The comparatives mentioned were 1. Slower, 2. Less convenient, 3. More possible, 4. More economic.
Did you grasp them? I'm sure you did. Now let's listen to the superlatives.
1. Biggest.
2. Most serious.
3. Best solution.
4. Most dangerous.
5. Most uncomfortable.
6. Most reasonable.
7. Best.
8. Most expensive.
9. Smallest version. With this review, we have come to the end of week 15. Thank you very much for staying tuned. Complete the exercises in the text and
see you in week 16's program.
Goodbye, students.
Este programa fue producido por ICER
en colaboración con el Ministerio de Educación Pública.